In British Columbia, an investigation is underway into a grisly discovery. 40 mutilated bald eagle carcasses have been found on native land this month. The birds' talons and tail feathers were all removed. Colin Copeland is working the case for the Conservation Officer's Service. He says the birds were killed in two separate incidents and that they were found quite by accident.
The initial number of birds, the 26 bald eagles, were found by a lady who was walking her dog on property that bordered the Burrard First Nations property. As she followed her dogs into the bush country there, she stumbled upon the first find of 26 bald eagles.
And the 14 that were found over the weekend?
Yeah, the 14 bald eagles were found in a slightly different area, still on Burrard First Nation land, but this was found by actual band members, children that were playing in an area in behind some of the houses.
Awful discovery for those kids. Do you know how these birds were killed and when they were dumped?
We do know the cause of death. However, we're not relaying that to the public at this time. I can tell you, though, that all the birds found, they all died from the same cause. Also, what is disturbing is the fact that in every single bird that we found, primary flight feathers were cut off the wings, all the tail feathers removed, and all the feet and claws on every single bird out of all 40 of the birds.
Now, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells us that this is probably related to poaching and probably related to commercialization in the parts. It does not point to an individual. It points more to something of a commercial nature, possibly involving trafficking.
So there's a suspicion that the people behind these killings were looking to sell these parts on the black market. What do you know about that market? How lucrative is it?
Well, the market, sadly, is largely in the United States, where you have very stringent laws and regulation in regards to possession of bald eagles and bald eagle feathers. A large market exists for headdresses, for costumes, and that sort of thing for First Nations for ceremonial purposes. We think that that could be one way in which some of these feathers and some of these parts are being taken across the border.
The birds were found on Native American reserve land, and in the past, tribal members have been arrested and sent to jail for illegally trafficking in eagle parts. Have First Nation leaders said anything about these discoveries?
Yeah, First Nations, in particular the Burrard Band, has been quite outspoken to the discovery of these remains. They were also very quick in notifying authorities in regards to when the second lot of 14 eagles were found. They have also been very supportive in supplying tips to the Conservation Officer Service to attempt to apprehend the suspects.
Is this kind of thing uncommon?
Well, it certainly is uncommon to find this number of eagles found in this fashion on a native reserve. We do hear from time to time of eagles being shot or of small amount of eagle feathers being possessed by certain individuals. But this is the first time since I've been with the service that we found this number of eagles treated in this fashion.
Well, Officer Copeland, good luck to you, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Colin Copeland is an investigating officer with the Conservation Officer Service in British Columbia.